Morning, Adam. How you doing today?
I'm fantastic, Jack. Beautiful sunny day. You can't complain. You know, even if it wasn't sunny, the sun's up there somewhere, but we can see it today, which is a fantastic thing.
That's right. As long as that sun is out, it's all right. Even if there's a blinding blizzard, if the sun's out, I'm okay. It doesn't happen very often, but every once in a while it does.
It's the blinding blizzard with the sun. Yeah, that's always a good combination, right?
Yeah, we're just coming around. Our house moves up to the woods, and the leaves that finally all dropped, you know, they end up being about a foot thick.
Right.
So the guys are out this morning, blowing them away, blowing them back into the woods where they belong. So
now, wait, did you run out and say, whoa, stop. Let me jump in there and roll around in the leaves.
In my pajamas. Absolutely.
We're going to get some video of that. That'd be great. Put a little ELO music to it over, you know, pick a couple of your favorite ELO songs, Jack, and kind of put it there.
ELO, perfect. With a little bottle of Tito.
There you go.
I think I'd be all right. I'd roll on those leaves for hours.
I could picture slow motion rolling. Yeah, this is good. Okay. All right. We got an idea for another little short film. Okay. That'd be good. But that's not our topic today, though, Jack. We have a different topic today to kind of talk about.
What
right?
is our topic today?
Well, we wanted to talk
about.
You got it. You tell them.
Okay. How to get things done. That's our topic today. How to get things done.
That's very specific, right?
What's that?
Very specific.
Yes.
Things is like stuff, right? Yeah, things and stuff. Those are two of our favorite words, Jack. So, how do we get things done, right?
So it crosses all lines. It makes no difference. You know, we gotta do something, if nothing else, to walk out to get the mail, you know, whatever. I mean, you're always doing something. So how do you get things done? It's a good subject. Good subject. One of those open-ended, never-ending kind of subjects. Because it fits every situation, and every situation is infinite, really, if you get crazy about it, which we tend to get crazy. I especially get crazy every once in a while. Go off track somewhere so anyway, how do we get things done? Well, it depends. That's a great two words, isn't it?
Here comes Jack's lawyerly side coming out, right? That's a thing you learned from Alf Auerbach years ago. He probably told you that. Just say, if you're not sure, Jack, just say it depends. That's what he taught us in law school.
That's right. You stymie everyone else. They stop. They gotta stop in their tracks. It depends while you spend tedious hours qualifying what it is you're going to talk about, you know?
Right.
So, but we won't do that. We wouldn't terrorize our listeners by doing that. That's for sure.
Right.
But yeah, how do you get things done? Well, the work setting, if we're talking work setting, we're talking to business owners, small companies. How do you get things done in your company, Mr. Business Owner or Ms. Business Owner? How do you do that? Well, the simple answer that can cascade down into complexities. But the simple answer is, first of all, you have to have a plan of some kind. And everyone has a plan of some kind. But it's formalizing a little bit more for starters so that it looks organized, the thinking is organized, it's probably measurable, it's directable. It's a good thing if you got a whiteboard, especially, to have the plan about what we got to do today or what we got to do this week or next month or whatever it's going to be. It's visible. It's put in a place where people can see it, where you can rally people around to have a conversation and talk about it. Getting things done that way in a bigger picture is the first step, I think. What do you think, Adam?
Oh, so it's funny. It's like we're an old married couple, Jack. I mean, we get these topics down. It's usually one sentence topic, and then we start to put our notes together. And of course, one of the first notes I put down talked about whiteboards, right? In terms of how we encourage, not necessarily mandate, because we aren't like the government here where we're mandating stuff, Jack. We're highly suggesting and encouraging people to get whiteboards set up in their offices or place of business for sure, but even in their homes, you know, in terms of a way to do it. And that comes back to, you know, I guess my simple answer is get started, right? Get started in terms of how to get things done. I think too many of us, and this year has been a little unique from that standpoint because we've been going through this pandemic these last eight plus months, Jack, but I think many of us have had a lot of different ideas, thoughts. Okay. And to your point, from a business standpoint, it could be ways to maybe adjust or to remake the business in a certain way. Perhaps even new ideas about different businesses to launch or to be able to kind of get into. And it can come to a point, Jack, where it becomes very overwhelming. Like, I have so many different thoughts. To your point, you mentioned earlier, kind of, get a little crazy. Well, all these different ideas that are there. And if they're just stuck, they're stuck here in my head. That's where we often get stuck. And so the idea of getting started. So one of the best ways to get started is to get all that stuff out of your head. Where do you put it? And so right on cue,
That's a
Jack,
good.
the whiteboard's a great place to kind of come and put those things out, a blank piece of paper could be a whiteboard too, Jack, or a Word document or Google doc, but a blank sheet of some type of kind to just start to get stuff out of your head. And what's on your mind? Get those things out of your head to free your mind up a little bit, because otherwise they're taking up space. And they're cluttering things up because it's in your head. It's not out in the world yet. So you have to get it out. So, the short answer to me is get started. And the how, I think your point about the whiteboard, Jack, it's a great place to start. So what does that mean? So if one of our listeners here, Jack, is sitting listening to us, say, okay, well, I can get a whiteboard and put it up against the wall. Well, now what? Does
Now, what do I do?
magic just start to populate itself, or what? How do I do that? How do I whiteboard properly?
See, that's the, well, we can still, on the front end here, you're talking the front end of this,
Right.
we can still mess around with that. Getting motivated. Some of us at different times in our life are more motivated to do things than other times. I am finding that out. And you're saying get started doing what? Get started taking these ideas and putting them out in front of you visually. That
Right.
takes motivation, I'm finding out.
Really?
It never used
Okay.
to be that way. Yeah,
Oh,
it
you're
never
right. You
used
know
to
what
be
we
that
talked
way.
about? I'm going back almost to our beginnings, Jack. Back in our office out in Hudson, where we had big our office in Hudson that we had when we first started out, folks. It was a two-room office. Basically, it was a small office plus a conference room that had whiteboards covering the walls, right? And so we'd go in there. That was our war room. To kind of just go out there and just start to put stuff up, right? Put stuff up there.
That's right.
Okay.
And we'd gauge its likelihood of surviving if it were up there, and it was changed a couple of times. If it's just stayed up there for months collecting dust,
or we had to, yeah,
getting nipped off because you can't read the word anymore, was erasive.
Oh yeah, that's the point. So you couldn't erase with the eraser. We had to go. We had to use what do you call it? What's
Some
the blue stuff called?
kind of Windex,
Windex. Thank you.
whatever. Yeah,
That's the one
something
that
like
the
that.
cures, I think. So the Windex. But part of my point is, Jack, one of the things that we would do is we would test people, and we'd be amazed at how heavy that whiteboard marker was. All right, just, we'd invite somebody, say, "Here, why don't you take the marker and go up to the board?" Right, with the idea of getting them up out of their chair. So your point
Right,
about
right.
being motivated. So yeah, you're right. To get somebody up out of their chair was always a test for us because we were amazed, and that's why we haven't been big fans over the years of things like PowerPoints, Jack. Right, because the PowerPoint invites people to sit back and cross their arms and kind of dig in. Right, versus the whiteboard,
Even
we want to
though
invite them
they're
to.
there, they're still hiding. Yeah, go on.
Right, but the whiteboard, the idea is, hey, invite them to come on up and participate and start to kind of write on there. And so yeah, so we used to see that as more of a sign of confidence, but you're
That's
saying now
right.
too, you're saying, hey, it's part of the motivation. Hey, maybe they are quite motivated to kind of make things start to move along or start to happen. But whiteboards are very, very powerful that way. Absolutely.
So you got to start. You got to start with something. You got to get some ideas up there. You got to get a little agenda for the moment. And that's the starting point versus bring people in and lecture them, tell them what you're going to do. That's a very common approach. Rather than try to pull them into the action right away. So they lecture, they take notes, and more often than not, next morning they can't decipher those notes. And this, unless you, the owner, is pushing this thing and keeping track of everything, it dies on the vine, because it's just too much. It's depending again on what it is you're trying to get done. So if we're trying to get done, if we're just trying to get done an outline of a plan, that takes less effort and draining the mind than starting to execute that plan that you develop.
Well, let me jump in here for a second, Jack, because I want to make sure we touch on that P word you're talking about, the plan, right? Because I think, you know, and we stayed away from using that word early on
for quite a while. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, as part of our business coaching with Maximum Value Partners, we kind of kept away from that a little bit because we weren't sure what came to people's minds. So when they hear that plan can be a very demotivating thing. Jack's like, oh, come on. You know, I was listening to somebody this morning on the radio talking about putting together budgets for the year. Right. And
he's, well,
usually, I don't do that either. I'm thinking, okay, well, most people just kind of clicked off. Like, okay, well, gee, I don't want to do that. And he mentioned spreadsheets, all that. So I get to see people's minds going, I don't want to do all that stuff, right? So part of the idea is we want to get, you know, the idea of getting a plan together. Okay, the plan will be, for me, it's almost like, what's the first step? What's the next step? So it could be as simple as that. It's just, hey, I got 20 things on my mind. You know, where do I start? And so, you know, a big power of the whiteboard, where I like the whiteboard, is we can just get those ideas and just throw them up there. Just get them up on the board. Just get them out of my head to put them on the board. And then I can sit back and stare at it a little bit and say, okay, do things kind of connect? Can I organize some of these ideas in a different buckets, so to speak? Do I start to kind of prioritize stuff? Because one of the things that we certainly know is true, Jack, we all have lots of things that we'd like to do. And what we know is that we aren't going to get all those things done. And so part of getting the plan down is to help to prioritize those things, right? So if you get 6, 8, 10 ideas down there, okay, well, the question is, which of those ideas do you start with first? Because it's likely that you aren't going to get through all 8 ideas. Maybe you get through ideas 1 and 2. So we got to make sure that we prioritize those things to kind of say, here, we're getting started on the most important things, or things that are going to have the biggest impact for us to make things kind of start to happen. And so if it's stuck and locked in our brains, part of what happens is, I get confused. I can't see all those things. Or if I'm working with somebody else like you, okay, until I put up on the board, it doesn't take on a life of its own. It's still stuck in my head. So I can't invite somebody else in without putting something out there, right? And so one of the things we talk about a lot, Jack, is presenting. That's one of our 7 keys is presenting.
Right.
And so presenting, again, it's another P word. Maybe we have a problem with P words, like planning and presenting, all this kind of stuff. But the presenting doesn't need to be crazy formally. Again, it's getting up and grabbing that marker and walk up to the whiteboard, right? I mean, and what do you do? How do you put it up there? And it starts to take on a life of its own where other people can become part of it to help start to get some of this stuff moving, to help start getting some of these things done, Jack, and helps to get that meeting of the minds. And again, the whole visual of seeing things up there helps to communicate in a way that we couldn't do it if we're just talking back and forth to each other.
That's right. Well, before this whole process starts, you have to kind of, you, the owner, have to sit somewhat quietly to gather your thoughts. And what's probably the most often used method of taking those thoughts and creating those thoughts? The to-do list. People are obsessed with making to-do lists. And some people make hundreds of items on that to-do list. And you know, 90% of it will never be done. Now, why is that? Because we got so much in our head, we're dumping it out. Then we start to look at what we got in front of us and recategorize it. And before you know it, you're yawning, having a drink, doing something, but moving away from, this is just you, the owner, trying to get organized for this upcoming presentation about how do you get things done. So you end up so often quitting on that process. Or you have a to-do list that's unrealistic. But you got to dump them somewhere. And then from there, then you take maybe 4 or 5 of them and create a plan. And that plan then is going to be the basis for how you get something done. But you got to understand this. You got to understand the system flow. You got to understand the bumps in the road and the need to define and keep the troops focused. Which it's so easy to sort of go off track. That seems to be the biggest problem. So if you stay organized and focused, you as the owner of the company, you're going to get things done, whatever those things may be. if you want to, because then it's the emotional, the will to get it done. And if you have that and a decent plan and stay open-minded and flexible, you can probably get anything done if you want to.
You know, it's funny. I'm glad you brought up the to-do list, Jack. You know, I can't recall the last to-do list I put together.
You're very good at that.
Well, I used to do a lot of them. And what I discovered years ago is the to-do list is a kind of a pain in the butt in-ski. You know, it has a bunch of stuff listed there. It can almost become depressing, right? Because you have it's on one sheet. Now, also I flip it over. It's on the backside too. It's like, okay.
They don't fit any pattern. They're just a whole bunch of errant thoughts.
But, you know, so there's a certain power or, you know, I guess to the actual checking it off. Hey, you know, I did it. Okay. But one of the things that I discovered with the onset of technology and adopting things like the Palm Pilot back in the day, which eventually, you know, goes into the Palm Pre and all that kind of stuff, eventually going into things like the iPhone, was starting to use the calendar function. Okay. Cause there are all kinds of apps on there and apps get overwhelming everything else. I find the best app for me to help get stuff done and to organize this kind of stuff is using the calendar. And what I do is I put stuff in my calendar to get done. Okay. And that is something I've been doing for at least the last 15 or 20 years, Jack, that I found to be very, very helpful for me, because what happens is it forces me to get those things done. They're important enough for me to get it in the calendar, say, hey, I'll make sure that I'm making time to get this thing done. Now, what happens is, depending on the level of priority for those things, I may move those things, right? Somebody else may trump that. And so I have to move it along, you know, move it later in the day, may move it to the next day. But what happens is I keep moving it. It helps me as I'm prioritizing stuff. Again, I'm talking about this right now. I'm thinking about it as I'm talking about it. It helps me reprioritize stuff. And if I keep moving something along for a few days or a few weeks, eventually it may fall off and say, hey, you know what? I thought it was really important, but you know what? I keep finding other things that are more important than that, Jack. And so it often just kind of goes away. Instead of being on that list where I'm constantly looking at it, it's now in the rearview mirror. I've kind of just put it off. I'm not worried about it anymore. You know,
that's a good method. It's a good way to do it.
And so it helps me figure those things out and then start to kind of prioritize stuff in terms of, okay, what do I want to get done today? And do I have room on the calendar to get it done today? If not, okay, what am I going to get done this week? And you start to kind of find those times for it. And one of the disciplines I've had to learn is to make sure that I hold those things fast. I put that time in the calendar and I don't let something else come in and take it over. And that's, I think, one of the biggest challenges many owners have, Jack, is that I can sit around with my own thoughts and get my best laid plans out, you know, over a glass of Tito's overnight. I come in the next morning and guess what? I got 10 other people that come in and they blow my plans up before me, even 10 minutes into my day, because they got other things that are kind of going on. And so all of a sudden this chaos starts to kind of happen and I've had to reprioritize everything and all my things all of a sudden tend to, you know, can often get thrown out. I think a lot of folks, you know, have that as almost a reality for them. And they finally say, hey, you know what? I'm going to stop putting all these plans together because I'll just show up tomorrow morning and by 10 o'clock, I'll know what needs to get done, you know, kind of being firefighting. And that's where I think a lot of folks are. And part of what we're talking about here today is to help you get out of that, help you get out of that firefighting mode. You know, you may like it, you may get energized by it, but again, if you don't have to do that, there's ways to kind of get around to get those things done without having to be that firefighter all the time.
Well, that's, you know, I've known you for quite a while now, and you're very disciplined, and that's a key. It's such a discipline now with you that it's a habit. You feel uncomfortable if you don't go through your style of, hey, you just committed to do something, you instantly go write it down, or in this case, put it in the computer, and then you follow through. That's where the discipline comes through. You follow through either that night or the next morning early to get it done. And that's key. Versus come in, don't have a list, have a mind full of jumble, try to figure out what we're going to do, lead the meeting, and don't have it really structured and thought through. A lot of people do that. Or they respond to the crisis of the moment, regardless if it's big or small. They don't plan. So if you don't have a plan that can be articulated and somewhat measured, degree of measurement is depending on the experience of the owner. But if you don't have that, how in the world can you get things done in a methodical, meaningful, effective way? You get things done just because people are there. you know, even in the worst of situations, people get things done. But to do it with a plan and execute and use little pieces of technology, I mean, nothing better than that. And I'm learning from you on this, and that's very important. So to get things done.
Yeah, maybe the parenthetical here should be getting the things done that you want to get done, right? Because to your point, you know, as owners, we get lots of things done, and it's a question of, but whose things are we getting done? Are we getting the things done that we want to get done, or things we should be getting done, or is it what everybody else, whether it be our team, our customers, our vendors, all those other folks, they have ideas. Many of them have plans, and maybe what they're doing is we're helping them get their plans executed, Jack. We're helping them get their stuff done. So they're without us even knowing about it, they're utilizing us to get stuff done. So, you know, we want to get to the point where you as the owner are maybe more the puppeteer versus the puppet from that standpoint, right? In terms of what you're the one controlling those strings, and kind of that's what the plan enables you to do, to be able to get those things done and to be able to do them in a way that you're going to be, you know, excited about it. Not only you, but the rest of your team will be excited about it as well.
And do it a little better than to-do lists. To-do lists, I agree, use the word depressed. They can be depressed because this thing sits, it's a intermediate gauge problem, or it's a little above a minor problem, and it's there. It keeps staring you in the eye, but you know it's going to take 2 hours to get it fixed or dispatch it to somebody. So it still sits there. But the key to getting things done, however we want to define that, is to have a plan.
That's right.
Life isn't complicated. I mean, that's, you know, so now we've transferred getting things done to getting a plan put in place.
You know, Jack, if we got some of our listeners that are really holding on to that to-do list, you know, with both hands, right? Maybe we could suggest something that they swap out with that, which would be a not to-do list. And I don't remember where I first heard that. It may have been with, I'll take a look. I think it may have been with Jim Collins in Good to Great. He talked about that in terms of one of the keys is that the people have a list of things not to do. And that to me is a list that tends not to grow, right? That's why I think it's very powerful. It's maybe a handful of things that are getting in your way.
Right? No, I don't remember that.
So the idea of, again, it takes that to-do list thing and flips it on its head in terms of, hey, here are things that I make sure that I'm not doing. Right. And usually there's probably a handful of those things that really get in your way. And so if you have that list to remind you every day, those handful of things that you should not be doing, that helps then encourage you to be doing things that you should be doing. So if you want to have that to-do list, I'd encourage you maybe to flip that and look at that not to-do list instead. And that might be more beneficial for you here over the next several months versus having your to-do list to constantly check it off and to do what we're talking about here today, to get those ideas out of your head, to get that plan down, to kind of get those things started moving along the way. Because one of the things that people need to be started doing right now, Jack, we kind of opened with this a little bit about budgets, but the plan, the profit plan, right? Here we are in planning season.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So one of the things you want to be getting done here in the next month and a half is getting your plan down for 2021. What's it going to look like? And how's that going to happen? And what thoughts do you have, you know, based on what we've seen this year for 2020, that's been a year unlike any other. And that's true whether it's been a fantastic year for you or an awful year for you, somewhere in between, but it's certainly been a year unlike any other. What does that mean for us going forward in 2021? And you know, so look at that as a way to kind of jumpstart this, to kind of get those thoughts and those plans kind of moving ahead. That's a great place to start, Jack, because that brings everything together within the organization, all the activity that goes on from your customers and your people and your vendors and your, you know, your products coming and going. It's all there as part of your profit plan. So that's a great central way to start to look at things and to figure out how to get that thing done.
Yeah. So many of our coaching clients don't have any planning in that sense, or it's so informal that it's useless.
When we first meet them, let me jump in. When we first meet them, they don't, Jack.
Yes,
we don't, because once
correct.
They start working with us, that's what they have to start to do, right?
That's right. So yeah, with the profit plan, you have control of the operation, you have control of the agenda, and you're focusing on, wait, what are you in the business for? You're in the business to make profit.
That's right.
So you got a plan to do that. And within that plan, there's sub-plans to dole out to the organization. And you're in control in a way that's very positive and very likely to make your company profitable. which is what it's all about.
That's right. Yeah, but the key is getting started, Jack, and that's kind of takes us kind of full circle here, which is the idea of how do we get things done? We got to get started. And again, like I said, I love the fact that you and I came to the same conclusion, which is a great place to start, is that whiteboard. So again, if you don't have whiteboards in your office, in your home office, please work on just small ones. It doesn't even think, you know, kind of fancy. Get something kind of up there. It could even be just, we often encourage our folks to use the, what do you call it? The shower stuff, Jack, right? The 8x4 sheets you can get at Lowe's Home Depot.
Yeah, little panels.
Those panels. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, waterproof panels.
Those are fantastic, you know, fantastic whiteboards. In the meantime, while you're planning to get your whiteboard, maybe use a blank sheet of paper. Again, just start getting those ideas out. Get them out of your head. So they start to become real and you start to kind of work through them versus leaving them all in your head is the best way to kind of get things going as far as we know how to do it. So
you're absolutely right. Don't be afraid. Just get started and start writing things on the board.
That's it.
And all of a sudden the board gets filled up and you have lots of opportunities staring you right back in the face.
That's it.
Very good.
All right, so that's a little bit about how to get things done. That's that's our show for today. We appreciate you being a part of it and listening. And if you missed any of our prior shows, you can get them all at our website, dirtysecretsofsmallbusiness.com. You can also get them at our Facebook page by the same name. Or better yet, if you have a smart device, use your favorite podcast player, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, whatever it might be. You can subscribe to it. And when we drop a new show, usually we drop every Thursday, it'll be delivered right to your smart device for you to be able to kind of listen to it. If you have any questions, want to be part of the show, you can email us at radio@maximumvp.com. Be happy to answer any questions for you. Or you give us a call, 877-849-0670. We'd love to chat with folks as well. So that's the show for this week. It's been great talking with everybody and appreciate you listening. Jack, it's been good.
Same here, Adam. Okay, you have a wonderful day.
You too. We'll talk to everybody next week.
You bet.